TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
And now I am recording.
Me too.
Me too.
Everyone's recording. Now we can start this shit show that is TanCast. Everyone's recording. And you can all kiss on my ass.
I thought you were going to go for it. The good episodes are in the past.
No.
Because cast and past are better rhyme.
But there's nothing in the past that's good.
That's true.
Nothing in the future that's good. It's all bleak.
Yep.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, we're bad at talking about women, we're bad at talking about religion, basically, we're bad people. And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome,
motherfuckers.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and I've got a headache this big.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
And do you have some Excedrin for Andy? To complete this 80s commercial?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I wish I did.
Is Excedrin still a thing?
I don't know.
Is Calgon still a thing? Because it could take you away, Andy.
I don't know. Internet, tell me, is Calgon still a thing? Yes, Calgon is still a thing. I don't know if Excedrin is.
Calgon, take
me
away!
What were the Nuprin? Little yellow different. I just saw a clip from Wayne's World.
Is Nuprin still... Not only is Excedrin still around, they've got a Twitter account. What are you tweeting about, Excedrin? Like, hey, how's your head? Hurt?
That sucks. You should do something about that. Try some Excedrin.
Who invited the headache? Get back to the party with Excedrin. Extra strength relief starts in 15 minutes. And it's a little 13-second video, and the screen cap says, "Headaches can be real party poopers."
Oh, headaches, why don't you stop?
Headaches can be real party poopers. Excedrin starts working fast.
So I'm guessing...
So the party keeps going until bedtime. Hang on, Andy, you got a whole 13
Sorry.
Seconds.
You're not
For some,
yet.
Relief starts in just 15 minutes. There you go.
Thank you. Sorry. Nuprin, I'm guessing someone bought the brand. Because there is a Nuprin.com, and when I click where to buy, it says, please check back this fall for a list of retailers. I'm going to guess that's not talking about 2017. I'm going to guess someone was super hopeful a year ago. Wow. We are blasting all the pasts.
That's a past blast.
All up in your face.
All up in your ass. No, it was right there in front of you. The ass.
I missed it. Where'd it go?
Ass. Come here, ass.
Where'd you go, little ass? Where'd you go, little ass?
How did the ass get out? Someone left
Who
the door
let
open.
Let the ass out.
I went a different way.
No, it's a 90s reference.
We're referencing all the decades.
Yes.
That's right, it's TanCast through the years on TanCast.
Yes. Speaking of 90s references,
yes.
Did either of you watch the Grammys?
No.
Okay.
Was Michael Jackson nominated for anything? Well, then, of course, I didn't.
Well, no. No, but Adele did fuck up a George Michael song. Like, just... So, somebody decided to say, hey, let's take Fast Love and make it super slow. I'm like, that's so incongruous. It just might work. Nope. This is not working. Meanwhile, Caitlin's sitting there going, I don't know what the fuck this song is. I'm like, well, she's off key, but part of it is because they have like one person tinking on a piano behind her, and that's it.
Well, didn't she start it over?
She did, yes. To her credit, she not only did she start it over, but she said, I'm sorry, I can't fuck this up for him. I'm like, you go! Yeah.
That's one sorry. Of our two F-bombs dropped on the Grammys.
Wait.
Oh,
before this year.
This year.
This year?
Yeah, she dropped that one during the George Michael thing, and then when she accepted her award for Best Album, she said it was fucking crazy that Beyonce didn't win.
Oh, I don't pay attention to shit.
She actually dropped a third F-bomb, but she took the mic away from her face for that one. So right after she screwed up, like she dropped the mic away, and you can see her like just go, "Fuck!" And then she brought the mic back up, or something along those lines. So, yeah, so they didn't have to actually drop the audio. Although they did dump the audio in the middle of a song, and I was like, I don't think there's a bad word in the middle of that song. I think whoever was on the dump button just leaned on it.
Or it could have been an actual audio glitch.
Could have been. Yeah, there was a bunch of those. Like, they're like, for the first time, it's Lady Gaga performing with Metallica. It's like, well, no, there's Lady Gaga singing half of it while James Hetfield's fucking mic isn't on.
That's fine.
We need to hear him.
Not at all.
Well, she was doing a great job with her part, but there were parts where it's like, it's just like there's no audio, and then she sings the second half of the verse. Like, he's missing everything that, yes. And then you see him screaming into the mic, like, you know, old man veins, like, bulging out on... by the way, Lars has turned into fucking Santa Claus. He was Santa Claus on a drum kit.
Ho, ho, ho.
So, you know, if you got a roundish face, that's fine. If you want to grow a beard, that's fine. But if you got a roundish face and you grow a beard, and that beard is snowy white, you are Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Don't download my music. Ho, 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 ho. Fire bad.
I just tweeted Excedrin, guys.
That's an early 2000s reference. Oh, there's the headache. Found it.
I just tweeted Excedrin. Maybe they'll send us some free stuff.
It was sneaky. Oh, goodness. That hurt a lot.
Is it the worst headache you've ever had?
No, okay. No, not even close. If it was the worst headache I ever had, I would not be on this call.
Okay.
And my mother-in-law is calling me, but I will not be able to take that call, for I am on another call.
She's calling you on the Skypes?
Nope, calling me on the phone.
Traditional phone.
Used to call me on the cell phone. Ding, ding, ding.
I'm pretty sure Drake is using bling wrong. Does anybody ever say, my phone is blinging? Hang on.
All the
time. I gotta answer that bling.
I'm sure hipper people than us do.
Maybe. am I wrong?
All sorts of shit we don't say.
No, it's the children. The children are wrong.
I mean, I am not on the cutting edge of slang and shit. And you know
this
what? Like, someone's got to say it first, right, Andy?
That is true. It's a good thought.
Maybe he's just like, I'm starting something
there.
Sorry, guys. I followed Superman tweets from the Tancast account instead of my own account. I have fixed that.
Oh, man.
Tim, how dare you?
I'll let you on a little secret, Tim. I don't check the Tancast account.
I know. I don't check it as often as I should, and every so often it'll be like, oh, people are actually talking to us, and we are ignoring them.
Oh.
So, sorry, Tancast Twitter people. I'm going to step it up a notch.
Are you, Tim?
Yeah.
Are
You're
you?
Bad.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's why I just said it.
No one just wanted to make sure you were serious. You wanted to check your commitment.
I did. Sometimes you say shit, Tim. You don't mean it.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Like when you tell me you love me. You don't mean it.
I mean, you got me there.
Yeah, it's okay. Anyhow, what do you want to do? Do you want to do tan laughs? How were your week?
Well, we should do some tan laughs.
All right.
Maybe.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Listen, I need to find out what's programmed inside this. Stop it.
Do we have tan laughs?
I'm almost certain that we do. Oh, my mom told me a good knock-knock joke. I can't remember what it is. My mom was looking up knock-knock jokes because the kids were super into it.
That storyboard me.
I can tell. Wait, Tim's just not even trying to hide it anymore.
Well, we did that one.
Tim is done with people, and people includes Tim.
We did that one.
I don't know if Noah can take some more dead baby jokes, so I might save those, Tyler.
you can do whatever you want, Tim.
Oh, man, I've got like a backlog of dead baby jokes from Tyler. It's like two separate emails we haven't gotten to.
I'll do them.
All right.
I will dead baby joke.
I got a good one from Leslie.
I got one, too, from Jonathan.
Sorry, I just realized that that back in September, his email was reviving dead baby jokes.
Oh, you!
I don't think It's been a couple of months and I'm like a fucking goldfish, but I don't think that we gave that the credit it deserves.
Who wants to go first?
Oh, me.
All right, go for it.
All right.
Tyler says, I got a whole bunch of dead baby jokes for Mr. Mysterious Andy. Here you go. What's the difference between a dartboard and a baby?
I don't know.
Dartboard doesn't bleed.
Oh.
Well, it's true.
What's purple, covered in pus, and screams?
I don't know.
Peeled baby and a bag of salt.
Ooh.
What's red and hangs at the back of the train?
Something evil.
A miscarriage.
Hmm.
It's a group sex joke. What's black and white, runs around the room, and smokes?
A baby on fire?
Yep, a baby with his hair on fire.
Oh.
What's black and charred?
Dead baby? After
baby chewing on an electrical cord. Know what's bad? Running over a baby with your truck. Know what's worse?
Backing up.
Skidding on it.
Oh.
Worse than that? Peeling it off the tires. Even worse than that? Cooking it as a roadkill hamburger.
Oh.
And with that, we're done for today.
Younger me would have loved these jokes.
You know what? As I approach 40, you've already crested that hill. But as I'm approaching 40, I realize I'm going to Peter Pan this shit all the way in. If someone says, hey, what should we do? I'll be like, do, like doo-doo. I will make a poop joke out of something that was not a poop joke.
You're like, I will make this into shit. That's what I do.
Way to go, Andy. Fight the good fight.
It's time. Time is what I'm fighting,
gentlemen.
We need
a million man poop march. That's what we need.
All right. Noah, you want to go next?
Yeah. This is from Jonathan. A newly Excellent. Appointed young preacher was contacted by the local funeral director. Local funeral director to hold a graveside committal service at a small country cemetery in Iowa. There was to be no funeral, just the committal, because the deceased had no family or friends left in Iowa. The young pastor started early to the cemetery, but soon was lost his way. After making several wrong turns, he finally arrived a half hour late. The hearse was nowhere in sight, and the workmen were relaxing under a nearby tree, eating their lunch. The pastor went to the open grave, found the vault lid was already in place, he took out his book, and read the service in its entirety. As he returned to his car, he overheard one of the workmen say, maybe you better tell him that was a septic tank. That is quite a build-up for that joke.
It is.
Bum, 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 bum.
All right. This one is from Leslie.
Leslie!
Or as she wrote it, from Leslie. Redhead, Disney, newborn toddler.
I love that newborn toddler.
It was apparently just getting over a stomach bug, so way to go, toddler. Anyway, here's the joke.
Those newborn toddlers are weak.
I guess?
They are.
I don't know.
I refuse to believe my dad was stealing from his job as a road worker. But when I got home, all the signs were there.
Oh.
Good times.
So dumb.
All right. What else we got?
The audio of you rubbing your hands together. That's really what sold that for me. What else we got? Let's feast on some tan cast goodness.
Noah's too excited for the mediocrity.
I don't. Well, I mean, we could go.
Oh,
sorry.
Ooh, Tim's now bored.
Tired.
Just with
Man,
the thought
good,
of continuing.
Even the hosts are bored of the podcast.
I'm tired for some reason, baby.
Well, I'll see. I'll tell you about my week.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I showed you guys, I got a little heart thing that monitors my heart beats.
Uh-huh.
And then, so there used to be this thing called a Holt monitor that had like all these little leads connected to it, and you had this big box. Now it's just this tiny-ish little thing that just goes over your chest. And, like, every time you feel something weird, you just press a little button, and you write down in a journal, like, I pressed the button, and this is why. So I'll wear that for 2 weeks, and then I'll sit back to them. They'll probably tell them my heart's fine. Probably. We'll see. And a lot of medical stuff this week. I had my eyes checked out because I had, like, a red spot on my eye. Turns out it's not a tumor. Oh, fuck. When I made the appointment, I have this app that tells me, like, when my appointments are. Allows me to view all my medical information. When I looked at my appointment... the title of the appointment was New Tumor Visit. I was like, what the fuck? Like, did my doctor not tell me something that I'm supposed to... yeah, I think it's a tumor. Let's go get that shit checked out. I was like, that's a little unnerving. Far as he could tell, it was not a tumor. However, the other...
Did he say it in an Austrian accent?
No, he did not. He was Indian, I think, but he didn't say an Indian accent either. So, well, what we think of as an Indian accent.
I was like, what accent? He's like, hello, I'm going to give you a diagnosis. It's not a tumor. Did you like that? I've been working on that one for a long time. I can do Jack Nicholson. Where are you going? I'm a goddamn doctor.
People who speak in metaphors should shampoo my crotch. That was a lie, right? Or was it something else? Metaphors? Or...
It was close to that. It was like, I think people who speak in metaphors ought to shampoo my crotch. But you got the... That's such a random Jack Nicholson line. Like, when you think Jack Nicholson quotes, I would say 9 out of 10 people would not even know to go to that one.
When that movie came out, I really enjoyed it.
It'd be like, here's Johnny, or you want the truth?
I enjoyed it as well.
And yeah. That was just such a funny thing to say to, like, he's just being so obnoxious to the people because he wanted his seat.
Yep.
He's coming out of retirement, you know.
I didn't know he retired.
Ooh. I guess he was having trouble remembering his lines.
Oh.
Due to advanced age. And so he's like, oh, rather than embarrass myself, I'm just going to stop acting. But then he saw some movie and he wants to make an American version of it. And I think Kristen Wiig is going to be his daughter and he's his dad and some funny shit happens.
Hmm. Interesting.
And that's your Hollywood Minute.
I was going to say one thing about my my optometrist appointment. I was like, so they took me to get like pictures of my eye taken, like up close. And then they put me in a waiting room to wait for me to go to the other part. And there's this lady sitting there and she's looking at me. She's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, oh, you know, not bad. How you doing? She's like, I'm okay. I'm, you know, what are you here? I'm like, get my eyes checked out. And I was like, oh, you know, something going on with you? And she's like, yeah, I have a degenerative eye disease. And I was like, oh, that's tough. And then she started crying. And I was like, I said some stuff. But I was like, what do you say, like when that happens? It's like, I just kind of told her, I'm like, oh, that's tough. Like, you know, this is not the same. But, like, I've been dealing with anxiety. And, like, it's been tough. And, like, and she's like, yeah, like, no one can really see what's wrong. Like, and I told her it's going to be okay. And I'm like, I'm never sure if that's, like, comforting or just like dismissive of like what they're going through.
I mean,
it probably depends on the person.
Yeah.
Because when you're in a real black place, I mean, that's kind of the definition of depression isn't I'm just really super sad. It's I can't imagine being happy again after this.
Right. And she was there alone, which I was like, oh, I felt bad. I wanted to hug her, but I'm like, I don't know if this is cool. Like, I don't know you. But yeah, I was just.
You should have said like, well, I don't think crying's gonna help.
Oh, damn.
I don't think tears are going to... Oh, no. I can't even go there. It was sad.
That's the joke I was making.
And she looked... I mean, not that this... I mean, I think it kind of somewhat matters, but, like, she looked young. She looked like maybe in her 30s. So I'm sure that's, like, tough for her to, like, comprehend of, like, what if I go blind now and I have, like, X amount of years left and I'm not able to see? And I just imagine it's harder... If you saw and then couldn't see, as opposed to, like, you were born blind, so you kind of... I mean, you know you're missing something, but you don't quite know what it is.
Well, and also, you've had your whole life to adapt as someone who was missing that sense, whereas she's going to have to start to learn to live without that sense.
Yeah. That was heavy. I was just like, oof, I'm sorry.
Did you, like, maybe my magical black dick can cure you?
No, I didn't even go... It didn't even pop into my mind, Tim, oddly enough.
See, that's why you gotta text me in these situations.
Oh, hold on, Lake. Can you stop crying for a second? I didn't text my boy Tim. See what inappropriate thing I should say right now.
When you posted that on Facebook, I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna give him some sarcastic or, you know, fucked up advice right now. I'm gonna let other people in this thread say actual things.
Jerry did say something.
That was a
genuine
moment. Maybe I won't be horrible right away.
Jerry did say something horrible.
Good old Jerry.
I almost said something along that very vein.
Was it a cock
like I
fan?
Saw it, I was like, oh, well, look, Jerry took care of it for me.
Okay.
Thank you, Jerry.
It was something along the lines of, at least you won't have to see the Trump administration or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you won't see the rest of this Trump presidency. I'm a monster, though, so that probably didn't take my voice.
Although I was going to say, don't worry, Donald Trump will kill us all before your eyes go bad.
Oh.
Meanwhile, I, constant source of radiance and light, am just thinking, hey, you want something to remember?
This could be the last thing you see, this glorious penis.
I think that's why women hate us.
Probably.
I don't know if it's just women that hate us.
I think specifically, we're being pretty awful right now. I think that's why women are afraid of men. How about that?
Oh, you mean us, like...
Men.
Things with penises,
yes.
Not us, Tancast's hosts.
No.
I mean, I hope no one's mistaken this as actual good advice to give to somebody asking this question.
Oh, God.
No, I don't think someone is, but I think, like, this...
We're writing a little fucked up movie that you call cut on, and then you never act that out.
Yeah, no. No human being is actually being shown a penis. This is all hypothetical.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, you know, if she wanted to see a penis, I'm sure Noah, you know, philanthropist that he is, lover of all mankind, would have obliged her, but purely as a charitable act.
I don't believe he would have brought that to the table.
Exactly.
I don't...
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying women are afraid of us because it's something they actually do, but the fact that we would say things and then laugh about it.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, haha, let me whip out my dick at her.
I don't think the fact that I was laughing at dead baby jokes a minute ago does anything to to counter your argument.
Unless, sad news, I played some new games, which
nice.
I think would
I
be...
I can't wait to find out how my reaction to them means I'm a misogynist asshole. So I can't, let's jump right in.
I'm sure you'll say something appropriate, Tim.
I'm sure I will.
No, were any of them violent expressions of the patriarchy?
No. Well, maybe.
Okay. We'll be the judge of that.
One game was called...
And you.
Oh, I gotta go find it. It's basically Cards Against Humanity, except with cartoon panels. Joking Hazard.
Hmm.
So, someone turns over a card. It's a panel that's, you know, either just a drawing or drawing with some words. And then they have a card full of hands. And then they play a hand either in front of that card or at the end of that card. And then everyone else's job is to end that cartoon with all the cards that they have in their hand. So they're like fucked up cards. Basically Cards Against Humanity, but just with drawings and word balloons. And it's by someone who does a comic book that... Or online comic that I don't know the name of. But it's all like stick figures.
Is it Cyanide and Happiness?
Might be. I think so. No, Explosism. Explosism? E-X-P-L-O-S-M?
Yes. Got it.
Ooh, Explosim.
Mm-hmm. It's like an explosion of jism. Jism Explosim.
So that was fun. The other one that I think might be more fun for, especially me and you, Tim, I mean, Andy, if he's there, is called Utter Nonsense.
So, Explosim is Cyanide and Happiness.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So, yes. Sorry, I was like, I think Cyanide and Happiness isn't actually like at Cyanide and Happiness... .com or anything like that. So yes, Joking Hazard is... Yeah, sorry, because what you were describing, I was like, that sounds like the Cyanide and Happiness game.
You've heard of it or played it?
Just heard of it.
Well,
yeah, I haven't played
it. It's fun, you should play it.
Although Drew just did just get a copy of Exploding Kittens for Christmas, so looking forward to playing that one.
You have to tell us about it later.
Yes.
The other one was called Utter Nonsense, and everyone gets like 7 phrase cards, and then someone who's a judge turns over a accent card that you have to say that phrase in.
Oh god.
Yes. it got racist sometimes.
I hope for your sake you never had the Russian card.
I did make other people do Russian while I was the judge. It was not pretty. Although I think the accent is part of it, but also it's just about picking a funny card. Because there was this one girl who was Chinese, and she had a Chinese accent, and that's basically all her accents were that Chinese accent. Like, she would kind of try, but it basically just sounded a Chinese accent. But she was just good at picking, like, funny cards, so she would win a lot.
Nice.
Ah.
And I don't know if she fully understood why they were funny all the time. Like, she would all start laughing, and she'd look kind of like, oh, I guess that was funny.
I'm trying to imagine, like, if there was, you know, like, cultural references or something like that from, you know, popular Mexican TV show. Like, I might be able to get my way through it in Spanish, but I wouldn't fucking get the reference.
They were all, like... Shit, I can't remember any specific ones right now. But they were... They seemed British. Because they would say mate a lot and use British slang that I've never heard of.
Gotcha.
And then there was just, like, you would do it in a Mexican accent. Or as a mime. Or mumbling. Or... a cross-dresser. Or no, not cross-dresser. What's the name of the word for the person who performs in front of people?
Drag queen.
Yeah. Oh, that was pretty fun.
What does drag queen sound like?
Yeah, I would say it was PC.
The most culturally enlightened game ever?
No, not at all.
Hi, I'm a drag queen.
Yeah, you definitely had to make some firm decisions of, like, how am I going to go with this?
I am not in my character's outfit, and I'm not on stage performing, so basically it's just me.
Look, I'm on a break, so...
I mean, I get a half-hour lunch break. I work 8 hours. Come on. Yeah, so they're both pretty funny games. One game I want to play with you guys is like telephone but drawings. It's like adult version. And I think I talked about it before, where like someone gets a word, they draw it, they give that drawing to someone else, someone tries to guess what that thing is based on the drawing, and then someone looks at what that person wrote down, and then they draw something, and it goes around until it gets back to the first person.
I see.
Very nice.
It's quite fun.
Very nice.
I have breaking news.
Yes?
It looks like I am about to be an uncle again.
Nice.
Hello, gentle listeners. It's Tim. Sorry to butt in the middle of this conversation, but I thought I should make something clear. We totally misunderstood what Andy was announcing right there when we were recording. We thought Andy was announcing that his brother-in-law and his sister-in-law were pregnant. No, he was announcing that they were at the hospital about to give birth. In fact, in between recording this episode and editing this episode, the baby has been born. So, congrats to Andy's brother-in-law and sister-in-law. However, we're about to severely derail him in the worst way possible, so none of that information I just imparted to you is about to get across to you. So, let's rewind a bit, go through this again, and enjoy this shit show of a conversation.
I have breaking news.
Yes?
It looks like I am about to be an uncle again.
Nice!
Yes.
Did you fuck your sister-in-law?
No.
Wait. That wouldn't make me an uncle, Tim.
Wouldn't it?
No. That's just father.
Wouldn't it? But wouldn't you also be the child's uncle?
No.
Pretty sure.
No. Well...
Yep.
Okay, if my wife had a sister, then yes. But she has a brother, so I'm not related to either of my sisters-in-law.
No. Sister-in-law.
Yes.
So by marriage...
She's only related...
So by marriage, you're still... her brother-in-law making you the child's uncle.
In-law.
You don't have uncle-in-laws. That's not how that works.
I think that's how it works.
I don't think that's how any of this works. But regardless, no. neither Hanky nor Panky.
And I think...
Well, I mean, yes, Hanky and Panky occurred. I was on the opposite side of the continent.
And to throw a little wrench in your little thing, Tim, I think if Andy had fucked his sister-in-law, she would not be a sister-in-law anymore.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Well, this is true.
It's till death do us part, Noah.
Yeah. My brother-in-law is uber-Christian.
Oh! I was thinking your...
Oh, my I brother?
Was having another kid.
No.
So the whole reason this didn't work is because I was on a false supposition.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yes. No, other side of the family. Caitlin's brother and his wife are
got
at the
it,
hospital.
Got it.
That's why my mother-in-law was calling
and me. That's why I was on the other side of the continent. That part didn't make sense at first either.
Yes. Seeing as how they've lived on this side of the continent for more than 12
yes.
months.
Yeah. I know. So you didn't fuck your brother-in-law?
No.
And make a butt baby?
Nope.
Perhaps you
Are
should,
you sure?
Andy. Perhaps you
well,
should.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we were on that cruise, and, you know, things get a little sexy out in the cold waters of the North Pacific.
Hey, in international waters, everything's legal.
I don't think that's true.
I'm pretty sure it is.
If it is, that the law of the sea would be like one blank page.
Exactly.
Or just say, have at, right in the middle. Big font.
It's more guidelines than rules.
Tremendous font. The best font.
It's huge.
Serifs.
Huge font.
Huge font.
Well, congratulations to your fucking brother-in-law.
Well, I mean, they haven't exactly pulled this off yet, so let's that got dark.
All right.
Well, what am I doing?
I mean, it's so funny. You're like, wait, slow down, but yet you made the announcement.
I said, I think I'm about to become an uncle again.
Wait, you don't even know if they're pregnant?
Oh, I know they're pregnant. We knew they were pregnant back when, last summer. It's just, you know.
Let's be optimistic. You can be an uncle again.
Okay.
Yes. How about that?
I mean, the world could end.
It could.
This is true. What would you guys do if the world was going to end?
Welcome it.
Like, is there something you wanted to do, just never did?
I'd like to go to Euro Disney.
All right.
I doubt it'd be open.
I mean,
I don't think the guy working selling churro stands in France is going to be like, I got to go up to work today. World's ending.
Like,
that's the problem. I don't think anything you want to do would be available to do.
Yeah.
Unless it's interpersonal with someone who also wanted to do that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think drug dealers would still be working.
Oh, yeah.
Although,
you think?
I guess, why would they? Maybe, yeah, I mean, like, maybe they would just give it away. They'd be like, fuck it, here, just have it.
I think they'd be taking their own supply, and maybe you could just find what's left of it near their corpse.
Just grind Keith Richards up, smoke his ashes.
Oh, definitely, I would binge on The Sopranos.
Yeah, but you know, when it goes wrong, no one's going to answer a Comcast that day.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Oh, I would find the script for Avengers Infinity War and read it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I want to know how this ends. I don't want to know how that's going.
Would you be sad, though, if it sounded like it was going to be amazing?
Of course. I'm already sad. I'm dying, and so is the world. I don't think that would add an extra layer that would be unbearable.
That would add an extra bit of like, oh, I was okay, but now I'm really sad.
I was resigned to my fate, but now I really want to see what Spider-Man would do. This looks amazing. I don't think they can get these visuals. Or what if it was awful? Oh, god damn it!
I'm glad the world's ending now.
Oh, can we end the world sooner?
Christ.
Why'd they let Zack Snyder do a rewrite on this? Iron Man just running around breaking necks. Sorry, that image was pretty funny.
Tickled himself.
Iron Man flying around breaking necks.
It's like, you know, your suit is literally full of ranged weaponry. Yeah, this is more fun.
I had to get up close and personal.
I have to kill people to learn that it's not okay to kill people. You know, like that lesson we all had to learn.
Yeah.
I had to set my house on fire to find out I'm not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
You had to break your window to find out you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. I had to rape my grandfather to find out I'm not supposed to do that. Yep. You know, just things you do. Because you can't figure out you're not supposed to do something until you do it.
Guys, and let me tell you, that is especially challenging as an atheist, because clearly, I have no moral compass. If there is no God telling me not to do things, why, I could do anything at any moment.
You could, Andy, but you won't.
Does this feel like an argument that I have been faced with?
Yes.
It is.
Maybe.
It's so funny. Yeah, like, how about just being a decent human being? How about that?
Yeah.
That sounds good. But, how about?
But why? Why would you be a decent human being? Because we still have to live in this world together.
And we still have laws. And I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah. I'm a smart guy. I might even be able to get around them. But why would I want to? Why would I want to make another human being suffer? If this is all we have, why would I want to wreck it for them?
That is such a sad view that, like, they think the only reason, like, no one's doing shitty things to people is because they're afraid of this guy and this guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only, like, if he wasn't there, I would fuck shit up.
Yeah.
It's like, if you really thought that's, like, there's enough atheists around, if that was really the case, things would be way worse.
I literally used that same argument about Muslims.
That's also true. Yeah. I was adapting that Muslim argument, actually.
Like, well, you know, Muslims are just so violent. I'm like, there's 3.3 million of them in the U.S. If Muslims were as violent, by and large, as you think they are, this country would be burning. There's 1.7 billion of them on the planet. If they were all even a fraction of what you think they are, the whole world would be on fire. Like, there are not enough guns to stop 1.7 billion people, except for the fact that they're people. So like you, they just kind of just don't want to be fucked with, probably. Want to go to work, earn their living, have some nice food once in a while, and generally that's it.
I mean, they prefer not to go to work. They prefer to get a day
probably,
off.
Probably, yeah.
Fucking Carl's using up all the vacation time, and now I got to go in and do fucking my work and Carl's work. Fucking Carl! God damn it, Carl!
Carl! Carl!
And on a certain level, you realize it's just that Carl was a better negotiator with you, so he got more paid time off written into his contract, and damn it, you should have fucking held out, because you had that other offer, and it was across town, but damn, it was really enticing.
And do you know how hard it is to do your work and Carl's work and pray three times a day?
Five.
I cut back.
Okay.
Because fucking I have to do all Carl's work.
Tim Babb, diet Muslim.
I renegotiated my deal with Allah.
Everyone else is yelling, man. Allahu Akbar, and Tim's saying, Allahu pretty okay.
I'm like, look. What am I going to say to you at the 10 o'clock prayer that we didn't cover at the 7 o'clock prayer? You know what I'm saying? Hit me back at noon. Maybe I have some news for you. Aren't you all seeing anyway? I don't have to tell you what happened. You know, you were there.
I'd like to offer a sincere apology to any and all Muslim listeners for our rampant idiocy. Oh, God. Yeah, that sounds like maybe I'm afraid that like they would be like violent and offended. Just more of like, we know we're stupid.
I'm like, I feel like we say enough stuff about like the Christian gods, you know, that is would be considered just as bad, so I don't feel the need to like, let's be careful of this delicate flower that is the Muslim.
Let's put down the Hindu religion.
That's totally not what I was going for. It was more of the, you know, yet another case where we are completely culturally idiotic.
Right, not unlike how we were just culturally insensitive towards women a moment ago.
Oh, yes.
What about the Hindu religion? What's with that fucking elephant? Huh? Why the fuck did he need all those arms? Huh?
Ganesha?
I don't know.
Because he's tricky. Better to have a bunch of arms.
Tim, I'm going to let you know, I don't really know a lot about the Hindu religion. I'm just making shit
up. Okay. I was like, does the elephant have a lot of arms? I thought that was two different things.
Many of the gods are often represented with multiple arms, and I believe Ganesha is sometimes represented with multiple arms. But no, Noah, to your point, better to have a lot of arms and not need them than need a lot of arms and not have them, right?
So true. So the picture I'm looking at...
That's the Hindu slogan, actually.
He has four arms. Or six arms. He has lots of arms. He has more than two arms.
So I guess that's sort of Andy's T-Rex dream,
yep.
Where he can hold a package and open the door at the same time. And that is why he's their leader.
Yeah.
That guy knows his shit.
Why I'm their leader?
No. Why Ganesh is their leader.
Ganesh isn't the leader.
He's their leader.
No.
He got promoted. Why am I the only one on top of the news?
I think Hindu, there is the one... leader god, right? There's just multiple gods, right?
Well, it depends as I understand it, and my understanding is very poor.
Oh man,
there is a monotheistic version of Hinduism, and there's also polytheistic, and there's also places in between. So it's been a long time since I studied Hinduism, and I may be forgetting lots of it.
It's more like hin don't.
Oh yeah,
what is Tim laughing about over there?
The fact that we're just wading hip-deep in religions we know barely anything about.
Well, so my understanding is that lots of Hindus believe that God is sort of one with all things, and that all of the, you know, quote-unquote gods are just, you know, aspects of the divine. That they may be separate personages that interact with each other, but that they are really just emanations of the God behind it all. Or the creative force behind it all. The Brahman? Oh, shit.
Andy?
Top Brahman?
You have a lot of random knowledge floating around in your brain up there.
Yeah. I have a... probably the best way to phrase this, a disappointingly high IQ. No, the high IQ is not itself disappointing. It's how little I use it and the shit that I use it for. That's probably the disappointing part.
Does high IQ, though, correlate with being able to remember shit?
You know, I really don't know, like, exactly. So, I mean, I understand that IQ testing is rigorous and that it there are defined aspects that it tests. And it does test many different things that somebody decided are all intelligence. But the thing, my personal belief on it, is the thing that IQ tests really test is your ability to take an IQ test. And I am good at it.
I mean, I'm sure it measures something, but I know there's people who can just remember shit. Like, they just have, like, this photographic memory. Like, they can remember specific days and stuff that happened. I'm like, is that a high IQ, or is that just, like, you could just recall stuff? Like,
see, I don't know if my overall recall is any better, because I think about all the times on Tancast where, like, I'm laughing at something. I'm like, man, I remember the time that Tim said that, and Tim's like, I was quoting you. You said that.
True.
This came out of your mouth.
True.
Oh, okay. Like, because that shit, I don't remember. And I am awful with names. Like, if I see his face, I'll be like, hey, we know each other. Why do we know each other?
Hey, person.
We worked together for 4 fucking years. That's right.
I'm your brother.
Is that from something?
Yeah, felt like that.
Oh, okay. Fuck yeah, I am fucking shit with names.
I love telling the story of the time we were at the Rosencrown on the street. These 3 girls came up to us, and we were talking to them afterwards. And the first one's like, "Hi, I'm blah." And the second one's like, "Hi, I'm blah." And the third one's like, "Hi, I'm blah." And I turned to Noah. I'm like, "You've already forgotten the first one's name, haven't you?" He's like, "Shut up." And why did I say that? Because I had also forgotten the first one's name.
I've started trying to repeat people's names when I hear them, but doesn't always work.
So talking about remembering things, I did remember that the highest universal principle or ultimate reality in Hinduism is the Brahman. Yay me!
The Brahman?
Yes, Brahman.
Sounds like delicious ramen.
What's up, bra? It could be delicious.
The Brahman is the guy who can do it. He can unlatch it with one hand without looking. Quickly.
That is
That's
useful.
The Brahman.
Yes.
I'm pretty good at that.
I got good at doing the bra with a snap.
I am...
Like, just being able to, like, grab the bra strap and go, and it's off.
I am better at doing it from, like, where I can't see, you know, like, facing. You know, you're reaching your hand back.
Yeah.
Than if I'm behind her, like, oh, let me get that bra for you. Shit, ass balls.
Sorry, your tits are locked away forever. That's just, we're just going to have to live with this.
Turn around and make this more inconvenient, and I'll do it faster.
It's kind of like how you, when I'm tying a tie, I have to look at myself in the mirror.
Yeah.
But the opposite of that.
You know, actually, I can't look at myself in the mirror and tie a tie. I just have to do it.
Interesting.
Like, if I'm trying to follow along, like, it's, you know, it's probably like when I'm trying to tie Drew's shoes. Like, even though it is arguably exactly the same problem, for some reason, the fact that the foot is facing the opposite direction, like, starts to screw me up.
Oh.
Like, I start to doubt myself.
I can't look at myself in the mirror when I'm tying a tie, because I'll just get distracted and be like, oh, hello.
Oh, hey.
What's that hideous thing in the mirror?
Oh! Why is Noah standing behind me?
Oh, he turned it around on you. Oh. Tim, I'm formulating a theory on the bra thing.
What's that?
It's that when it's in front of you, you're focusing with your eyes. When your eyes are out of the picture, when she's facing you, so it's behind, you're thinking about it with your penis's heart.
Your penis is like, I got this.
I mean, you can fuck stuff up by thinking too much about it.
Like, I got to be one with the titties. And your hand is just like, we got this.
Yeah, I remember, I think I read it Maxim. It's like a little snap motion almost. We, like, grab it and go boop.
Oh, yeah. Well, I discovered that on my own then, I guess.
Good job, buddy.
It does work. And it actually works for the kinds that are the hooks and the kinds that are the... Sorry, when I say the hooks, I mean, like, the multiple hooks.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like you stretch it past, then when you let it go, they hook in.
Yeah.
And for the kind where it's like the long hook that inserts into the, like, the loop of cloth going, like, up and down.
Oh, yeah. I don't see those so much anymore, I feel like.
I got good at those when I was in high school. My high school girlfriend wore those. And I'd be like, get them titties out. Now push them together. Make one regular size titty.
Wait, I was like, wait, what am I getting? I'm like, oh, you're saying she had small titties. I got what you're saying. I get it.
It's not a knock.
It's a knocker.
Who's there?
Titties.
Titties.
Big
who?
Titties, little titties. We just love titties. All kinds of titties.
Titties who are not yet in my mouth.
I think that's why women hate us.
Karen Knightley made a reference. I think she said she had the chest of an 11-year-old boy or something like that.
Is she in some movie?
Aw.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
No, just the aw. Like, she's putting her titties down.
is it Keira Knightley that's in the movie where she turns into a monster? There's a movie coming out where, like, this person is controlling this monster that is destroying, like, Japan.
Oh, no, it's Anne Hathaway, I believe.
Yes, you're right. That looks...
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that looks... I kind of want to see that.
As do I. Keira Knightley is going to be in a sequel to Love Actually.
Yes!
Huh. Trying to Google her name, I just came across that fact as well.
Trainspotting 2, Love Actually 2, Unbreakable 2.
I mean, it's not going to be like a sequel. It's going to be like, they do something called Red Nose Day in the UK, which is, I think it's comic relief.
I see them sell the red noses here. Is that related?
No idea.
Okay.
And they do, like, Doctor Who does something for it, usually. Anyway, so they're doing they got almost everybody to come back except for Emma Thompson and obviously Alan Rickman. He said, no, I am previously engaged doing something else.
They're not going to grab off target him?
I don't think they got that kind of money. It'd be funny if they just used Graham off target.
No, decomposer. Oh.
And it makes sense that Emma Thompson wouldn't be back since Alan Rickman isn't back because they were a married couple in the movie.
Yes.
They both died.
Yeah.
In case you didn't see it.
I am trying to figure out if I am excited or not for the fact that Kong is coming out in less than a month.
I am not.
I would say I'm excited about it. Mildly curious.
That's about where I'm sitting.
What I've seen of it so far seems very promising. But it's a trailer for a monster movie, an action movie. Those are typically going to be compelling because it's like, hey, we're going to shove a bunch of monster shit and stuff exploding, and my little lizard brain is like, oh, yeah, destruction! So I don't know.
I got too many other movies cramming to get a place in my heart. The Kong is not even... Kong is outside the rope.
Alrighty. Well, it's going to be a couple months yet before Guardians 2 comes out.
I saw some movies this week.
Yeah, what'd you see?
Finding Dory, which was good. I enjoyed it. The Seals...
Hey, we just watched Finding Dory again.
Did you? It was on Netflix.
So did we. Yep.
That's why we watched it.
Yeah, I liked The Seals.
Off.
That cracked me up. I was like, yeah, that does sound like them.
It does.
So when the climactic scene in the truck, I don't want to give away too much, but there's a truck. It's at the end. Mm-hmm. When I took Michael to see that in the theaters, he was cracking up the entire time. Like, pretty much as soon as the truck started moving, he was laughing his silly ass off. And I was so looking forward to seeing it with him again, but, like, very much diminishing returns. Like, he laughed a lot, but not nearly as much as he did in the theater. Man, it was just so funny. Like, he's like,
the driver of the truck.
Well, I mean, there's even, like, just little... This is giving nothing away, but, like, when the truck stops and all of the fish plop from one tank into the next one, like, just all in unison, like, we're all in this other tank.
I mean... sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, they're just so good at, like, creating characters and, like, just little moments that you may not think about, but you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
And the guy, the male person in the truck, who, you know, there was a guy and a girl driving the truck.
Uh-huh.
The male one was Nemo from the original movie. Who is too grown up to voice Nemo anymore.
Oh!
Oh! So
they brought him back to do that voice.
Holy crap!
Tim, know some random facts.
Ed O'Neill was fucking great.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, that was enjoyable. I'm glad I watched it. I watched John Wick 2. Not as
was
good
it
as...
Nice. How was it?
Not as good as the first one, I feel. I feel like they went a little too far to try to build this world that they kind of hinted at before. Like, just a little too over the top. And
like, did they give too much away, or was it like there's too much crazy shit going on in it?
It's too much crazy shit. Like, there's one scene where they're like, they're calling in like a hit, and it goes through this old system where, like, it's a old phone system where it's lines, you're plugging in, and they use this old terminal like that was in Lost to, like, put out the message. Just, like, a little too much of, like, look at this crazy world they inhabit. Even though there's new technology, they use this shit. It's just like, really? Like, all right.
What do you think the odds are of them doing a cross-sense, the John Wick sequel, somewhat disappointing, the Jack Reacher sequel, somewhat disappointing. What if they cross them over for a Jack Reacher meets John Wick? First, they don't like each other, and they fight. But then, they team up.
I mean, they definitely could, like... I definitely feel like it ended in a way that could lend itself to that.
You know what they could do? They could call that thing, Reach for My Wick.
Jack Reach Around.
Yeah.
And lastly, I watched a couple episodes of Girls.
And how was it?
Is that the Lena Dunham show?
Yes. So my friend, who's 33, female, 33, she's like one of the most important shows made by someone of my generation. And I feel like I'm not at that point in my life. And also, I feel like it's just not for me. It's just not talking to me. But she feels like, you know, it's like people, like flawed people that she can relate to. And like, in a way that's not been addressed before. Like, often shows, you know, present people in a more positive light, where it's just like, nope, this is me, warts and all.
Well, you know, Noah, if I can try to understand the black experience by watching a bunch of rich black people on Blackish, I think you can watch a bunch of ladies on Girls.
I've watched 4 episodes, so I give it a fair shot.
I'm just joking, not a fan Blackish of Lena Dunham. Fucking excellent.
Just because of what she says, like,
yeah,
okay.
I'm like, I've never actually seen her in anything, so maybe I'll be like, oh, she is fucking talented. But I just, as a person, I'm like, you're like the person on the left who, like, you know how there's people on the right who are like, look, I'm on the right, but I don't agree with that person. Like, she is that for the left for me.
Yeah, also just like really, she always comes off as really self-involved. Not necessarily, you know, like, I mean, you know, being egoless and an entertainer is probably impossible. But I just mean, like, the fact that the show is, you know, supposedly, like, semi-autobiographical, and so much of, like, the shit that she has said in interviews, it seems like you really like yourself, but not like.
Yeah, I take that, Lena Dunham. 2/3 of Tancast is not here for your shit.
I don't really follow, like, her, but I definitely hear tangentially, like, oh, she said something again that annoyed people.
Yeah, but then again, you know what? Fuck it. Who cares? People are going to get annoyed. They're going to hear things, and yeah. Even me. I'm going to hear things that's going to annoy me. What the fuck?
And also, I mean, like, I feel like in the social media world, it's so easy to fire something off without actually, like, thinking about it all the time. And then you're like, oh, yeah, now I think about it, maybe I should phrase that differently. Or it's read in a way that you didn't intend it. Or, you know, not saying this is the case with her, but, like, now that the message can reach way more people, everyone's going to have an opinion.
That is true. And also, I guess, the further it gets away from people who actually know you, like, I could be horribly misjudging her when I say she seems really into herself, because I don't know her. So maybe I'm just not getting the shit that she says, again, because I'm reading into it without actually knowing her.
Right.
Because her message has gone far enough to reach me.
Yeah, and I will grant that probably most of the stuff I hear about her is filtered through people who don't like her anyway, so maybe I am biased.
She definitely likes to get nude in that show.
I've heard this.
I feel like 4 episodes, 5 episodes, I feel like probably at least 3 of those episodes I've seen her nude, or partially nude.
All right, I'm back on board.
well, that's a fast. Have you seen her?
No.
I don't find her personally attractive. I
mean, unless you know
she just, if you just want to see general woman nudity, you should watch it. But for me, she does not do anything.
Hey.
No, it's too picky.
Yeah, exactly.
My penis loves all ladies.
I mean, if I'm going to see some nudity, they're definitely... like, if this was, like, back in, like, the 90s, early 2000s, when it was not so easy to find nudity, I'd be like, yeah, I'm on board. Let's do this. Now I'm like, it's just a type of way.
This is true.
I'm for all body types getting naked to encourage more body types to get naked.
Oh,
everybody should be naked.
I fully support her getting naked on the show. I'm just saying it may not be a reason to watch it, if that's what you're doing.
Noah's saying
she is free to do as she pleases, but he is not titillated by her titillators.
Exactly.
Yes, but I am trying to say that I am, so that more people are like, well, if that'll titillate people, maybe I should titillate people.
All right, fair enough.
A naked tide lifts all boats.
Lifts all penises.
Oh, that's where I was going to go next.
I know, you're so close. you were penis adjacent there, Tim.
Because I'd already changed part of it. I want to change both parts, so I was going to, fuck.
I get it. I'm sorry.
Fuck. But we should probably wrap up.
Yeah, but yeah, I was just going to say, like, she writes it, she directs it, she acts in it. That's impressive.
Is that on HBO Go?
It is.
Okay, then I'll never see it, so it doesn't really matter.
Noah.
Yes.
We have made nearly 400 Tancasts. Is that impressive?
Yes.
I'm just saying, doing a lot of stuff isn't necessarily impressive.
Sure. But I guess having a show on HBO for like multiple seasons that you wrote, directed, started is impressive. How about that?
Yeah, this is true.
Something we pay, like, we just throw out into the world on ourselves and hope it sticks and no one's asking for. A little less impressive.
Plus, if you keep with it for long enough, Noah, you will get to see Kylo Ren chowing down on someone's fart box.
They have some interesting sex, Adam Driver and Lita Dunham.
Yeah.
It is not healthy.
Yeah.
So far, but from what I've seen.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, you don't do analingus unless it's clean back there. That's just not healthy just in general, in terms of hygiene.
Truth. All right. So Tim doesn't have to edit for, like, ever.
Well, and also, Danelle has to go somewhere, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you should not trust this week. Things.
That's good. Yes, things. So untrustworthy.
Never trust things. Eh? You don't know what they're up to.
Crap, I don't know. What else I don't remember what we even talked about today.
Well, you want me to do mine?
Yes.
This week I hate that President Nutsack can say shit like, the free press is the enemy of America, and some subsection of people are saying, yeah!
I got one. Never trust Trump not to show how insecure he is.
That is true. Oh, President Nutsack.
Not today. Clever shirts I was going to make for the tan store, but didn't get around to this week.
Okay.
Nailed it.
A little bit inside baseball there. All right. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week! Please!
I was gonna make some shit faced, or no, Luva faced shit gibbon shirts. I was gonna make some more nutsack shirts.
Nice. Some people have started calling him, what is it? It's like Supreme Commander. No, so-called fuck. Give me a sec.
Oh, so-called fuck.
Planet Earth is.
Yep.
Planet
yep.
Earth 2 is starting yep. tonight. Watch fuck. It. I'll record it.
from the makers of Planet Earth, it's Planet Earth 2. This time, Earth is back and it's pissed off.
Yeah. Where is it?
I don't know.
Lord Dampnut? No, that doesn't help.
I'm going to stop recording because I need to leave soon.
Okay. So-called ruler of the United States.
Whew! I stayed recording long enough so someone could give a reaction to Andy saying that. And now we are done.
Tim, it spells scrotus.
Nice.
There you go. Worth it at the end.
So much worth it.
Have a week!